just ask for the Lord's help. I just ask for thy blessing on this time together, Lord, and ask for help and strength. We just think of what has just been brought before us, and we ask that it would be real to each of our souls. We pray for any that are here that are lost, that this is not making so much sense to, maybe. We just ask that thou wilt turn any hearts to thee that are still unrepentant. Just ask for thy blessing on thy people. Ask for thy blessing for each one here. And just pray that what is spoken would be from thee in thy worthy name. Amen. So I was looking around a little bit before coming up here. There's many of you I think I know pretty well. There's others of you that I don't know at all. There's others of you I know a little bit. Our brother just asked about, or mentioned about, people that want to grow up to be a teacher. And I was thinking about what I used to hear a lot when I was a kid. I want to be an astronaut. A lot of people wanted to be astronauts. I don't know why, but I guess it would be pretty cool. But then there's there's younger ones here. There's older ones here. And probably many of you, if I asked you for your resume, you probably have a pretty impressive resume, some of you. So, there's a king of Israel that I felt the Lord put on my heart. And I could give you his resume a little bit. Somebody mentioned before being forgetful. I don't remember hitting my head, but I'm forgetful. So, but I'm going to try to give you a few details from this king's life. He was anointed king of Israel. He was really commissioned by the Lord to end a wicked family in Israel, which he did successfully. The king was Ahab. Jezebel was involved in that family. She had taken many lives of godly people. She had threatened Elijah's life. He wiped them all out. The Lord anointed him to do that. He knew the word of the Lord. Our brother was just speaking about that, knowing the word of the Lord. There's much written about him, probably more than most kings, I'm going to say, that I can think of. There's pages and pages. You might read a few verses about some kings, but this one, you read a few chapters. Mentioned in a few different books. And I would say if you put it all together, the things I've mentioned, add to it that he pretty much wiped out Baal worship in Israel. He's quoted more than once of saying, "This is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord will not fail." But he was not a good driver. That wouldn't be on his resume. He drove furiously, it says of him. His name was Jehu. The Lord commended him. And the Lord blessed him. But I just want to read one verse in his story. And that's going to be in 2 Kings. Chapter 10. And verse 31. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart. That's all I'm going to read. So, two brothers spoke in this past meeting about the heart. And I guess I felt like it was no accident the Lord put this king on my heart. Because I thought that this is the kind of towards the end of these meetings. And there are many of you here that are older. Many of you that are younger. And you're all going to have a resume. It may end today for all of us. But what a shame if your resume says, "I was at this conference and I took notes. I have a whole notebook. I memorized scripture. I preached the gospel. I helped a lot of people in my life. I gave money to the poor." But I went into a lost eternity because my heart, I never had a relationship with the Lord Jesus. When you read the story of Jehu, to me it's very perplexing, because why does the Lord give us all this detail about this man and all this stuff he did? He gives us far more detail than I mentioned. I mentioned his driving. He drove furiously, it says. You've probably been in a car with somebody that you would describe afterwards, that you saw your life flash before your eyes at the wheel. That's kind of how I envision his driving. But I also think that it had a lot more to do with his drive than just his driving. I think that's the way he drove through life. And you can drive through life the same way. Maybe you are driving through life the same way. In other words, if you really study Jehu, and I'm not claiming to have done that, but the more you look at it, the more you see things that make you think that his driving was just how he lived. He had no care. He didn't care for the Lord. He did the work of the Lord, commended by the Lord. He didn't care. He cared about himself. He had no love for the Lord. He had no heart for the Lord. So you can really live a life that to others, you might be able to have quite the resume. And we look at history and we see things about people. Maybe other things are hidden. Nothing's hidden to the Lord. So every one of us what we do matters. We sang this morning, he's called us too. He's got work for us. That's true. It's a blessing. The Lord doesn't need us to work for him, but he allows us to work for him. It's a blessing. But what he doesn't want is for us to work for him and have no relationship with him. So I'm just going to beg you all. I was thinking, a brother read the verse before, but I was thinking as the meetings come to a close here, I was thinking of that scripture that was read earlier in John 7, where the Lord cried out and said, "Are you thirsty? Come to me." The Lord loves you and wants a relationship with you. It isn't that he wants us to score points or have a good resume. He loves us. He died for us. And he wants a relationship with every one of us. And it's kind of heartbreaking to think that maybe there's someone in this room that has sat through this whole conference, listened to a gospel meeting last night, and will walk out of this room and go into a lost eternity. And you might be looking around at your friends and think, nah, not these people. I know who my friends are. You might be surprised if you started asking some older folks about those they sat with in a meeting like this and where they are today. You would be surprised. So I'm going to end it on that and just plead with you. If you're lost, don't walk out of here without giving your heart to the Lord Jesus. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, "Give me your heart. My son, give me your heart." A life full of works, even though you lived your whole life and did all the things outwardly that a Christian might do, without Christ in your heart is an empty life. Let's just pray. Our God and loving Father, we just give thanks for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we would ask for the work of thy Spirit in each heart. Pray that each one of us would think on these things that have been mentioned in this meeting before, that have a lot to do with our relationship with the Lord Jesus. Just thank thee, Lord, for laying down thy life. And that invitation, if anyone's thirsty, come. We just ask for blessing on thy word. In the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.